Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. You know what happened again this morning? As I'm driving in, I hear this radio commercial, and I've talked about this before, and maybe it's me. Maybe it just really, really irritates me, but this dude comes on and says, if you're putting money into a 401k plan, oh, there's two of them. One says, prepared to lose everything. You'll lose all your money. You'll lose your wife. You'll lose your kids. It'll be like Job in the Bible. And then there's the other one that says, basically, the government's out to get you with this 401k thing. By golly, it's a conspiracy because they're incentivizing you with these tax deductions. They're incentivizing you with a tax deduction and the ability to build that money and grow that money on a tax-deferred basis, only to when you start to pull the money out, whack, they nail you with much, much higher taxes. In my opinion, that statement, folks, is patently untrue. Now, it's understandable with $7 trillion sitting in 401k plans, it's pretty much open season for, I don't know, maybe some charlatans out there that will do advertisement to get you to buy whatever it is that they are selling. Now, I looked up a couple of things. I want to make sure that I get this right. It's according to, the 2015 GAO analysis. Here's what they had to say. Based on the 104,000 average 55 to 64-year-olds retirement plan balance, which would provide a retirement annuity of $310 per month, it's highly unlikely that future taxable income, including what you, when you add up the pre-tax contributions, that you're going to be in a higher tax bracket. So then I looked at some other numbers. I said, well, what does Fidelity say? Because I remember they had studied individuals in their administered 401k plans that had been in the plan for 10 years, and their numbers were significantly better. In fact, those that had a Fidelity IRA and participated in a 401k plan for the prior 10 years had a balance of $267,000. So that's significantly more. But once again, if you apply some annuity factor to that, even if you look at 10, 12% contributions, including matching and all that stuff, a 55-year-old over the next 10 years, maybe they'll have half a million, maybe they'll have 750,000, maybe they'll even have $1 million. But think about this for a second. Let's say they do have $1 million in a 401k plan, and they take the required minimum distribution. That's a $36,000 or so distribution. Add that to their Social Security, a married couple, they're still in a 15% tax bracket, aren't they? But then I thought more and more about it because, and I should say this, there are exceptions to every rule. Donald Trump will probably, well, maybe not Donald Trump, because I don't think he's paid taxes in the last 18 years. And, but by the way, legitimately so, because he's taken advantage of depreciation write-offs and conservation credits, all stuff that's legal. Yeah, the rich people get a chance to do stuff that some of us that don't have rental property or the ability to, you know, take our land and turn it into conservation, we don't have that ability. Remind me, Jim, to talk about those two things at a later date, depreciation and conservation, because they are pretty cool tax scams. They're not scams. It's legitimate. So don't get on Trump's butt for not releasing his tax returns. I wouldn't release them either, because I know every liberal in America is going to jump on him and say, oh, look what he did. Look what he did. He had this piece of land, and he donated it to the government for conservation. And look at that big, huge tax deduction he got. That's legit. That is legit. As long as you went through the process, and Trump's a builder, as long as you go through the process of, you know, doing the plans and all that to figure out what you could have put on that land, they give you a deduction for what that would have been potentially worth. Anyway, I'll talk about that at a later date. But and Oprah, hey, there you go. There's somebody that's probably going to be in an equal to or greater than tax bracket when and if she ever retires. I just want the money she's getting from the Weight Watcher commercials. You know, she's a big investor now in Weight Watchers. She's doing these commercials on television. Doesn't look like she's lost that much weight. It's, I mean, let's face it. She's no Marie Osmond. That's another joke. But there are a number of reasons why you will likely pay way less in taxes when you retire. First of all, we're going to have diverse sources of income, aren't we? Is every penny that we bring in going to come from pre-tax deposits like 401ks? Probably not. And by the way, even if it did, I just mentioned you have to have $1 million just to get, you know, 30 or 40 or even 50 grand out. A married couple, they can make like 100 grand, 120 grand at 65 and still be in the 15% marginal income tax bracket. So 40,000 bucks from a pre-tax plan, 30 or 40,000 in Social Security, you still got room, plenty of room in the 15% tax bracket unless you're super wealthy. So these scare tactics to get you to put money in something post-tax. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for product diversification. You've heard me talk about that. Roth IRAs, you've heard me talk about that. But you're going to have a lot of different silos of money. You're going to have pre-tax money, like 401ks and IRAs. You're going to have post-tax money, like withdrawals you take from your savings account. You take money out of a CD. Do you pay taxes on that? Nope. If you liquidate the cash that's in your stock brokerage account, do you pay taxes on that? No. So if you're blending various sources of income, it only stands to reason you're probably not going to be in as high a tax bracket as when you were working and earning a paycheck. That's ordinary income. Furthermore, what if you have a capital gain? Capital gains are taxed at lower rates always. Always. Even recaptured depreciation is taxed at a lower rate than your ordinary income rate, which under current law is going to 39.6. Donald Trump wants to change that to like three tax brackets. So there are so many reasons why individuals will most likely be in a lower tax bracket. Social Security, let's take that. For some people, Social Security is taxed at zero, depending on your income. You need to do the calculation of your modified adjusted gross income. And while most of us will pay tax on 50% of our Social Security, nobody, even Donald Trump, Even Oprah will pay tax on 100% of their Social Security. Once you get over 44,000 of the magi there, you still only pay tax on 85% of your Social Security. So a $50,000 Social Security check on an annual basis for a husband and a wife married couple, really you're only paying tax on $42,500. Well, you're saving the taxes on $7,500. So, and what about rental real estate? You know about this one. This is why Stewart doesn't pay any taxes. He's like Trump. You legitimately get to depreciate your properties, and then when you put a new washer in or you fix the roof or whatever, you'll either take a Section 179 deduction where 100% of it is written off, or you'll take a depreciation schedule over its useful life, right?
Exactly. Every year, it's just right there.
And so, I mean, obviously, when the depreciation schedule runs out 27 and a half years later, then you'll be paying ordinary income tax. And when you sell, you have to recapture the depreciation and all that. So it's not totally a positive, but if you have rental income, your current income in retirement is going to be lower because you get offsets and allowances. Okay, we come back. I will finish up on this tax treatment post-retirement because there's something else that you need to know. Actually, you probably do know, but I will remind you of it when we come back. It's sort of back to the basics here on the Ray Lucia Show. If you want to call me, 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. The call is free. The advice is priceless. Emails at RayLucia.com. Coming up right after this.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Hello?
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner. Restrictions apply. Ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're right, Curtis. I forgot to start him up today. Thank you for that. Welcome back, folks. We are starting it up here on the Ray Lucia Show. 844-RAY-SHOW. As I said, we will get to emails shortly. RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. I love the emails, even the crazy ones that we have today. Okay, before the break, I was talking about taxes and taxation and how it is highly likely that you will benefit by an income tax deduction today, even though the money coming out of IRAs and 401ks will be taxable at ordinary income rates when you retire, for a number of different reasons, not the least of which is you won't have that big honking salary anymore. You'll be living off of the fat of the land, the money that you have accumulated. And as I said, not all of the money that you will accumulate over your lifetime, or at least most of us, is going to be in the pre-tax silo. You're going to have some post-tax money in brokerage accounts. You'll have some capital gain money. You'll have some Roth tax-free money. You'll have some annuities tax-deferred money. You might have some life insurance policies, which might be tax-free if it's done right. So when you put it in the shaker and shake it all up, it is just not realistic to make this assumption that you're going to be in such a high tax bracket when you retire, as so many people think. Now, there's a couple of other things, and you need to discuss this one with your advisor. When you're, and I remember doing this as an advisor. How much you make? Jim, I make $130,000 a year. Okay, great. So if you want $130,000 a year when you retire, at 2.5% inflation, you're going to need $219,000 in retirement. Stop. The dude makes $130,000 right now. How much you putting in the 401k? Well, I'm maxing out at $20,000. Okay. Well, you're not going to be saving in a 401k. How much you putting into Social Security? Well, I'm putting in my 7.65% up to $127,000 this year. Okay, well, what's that number? It's another $10,000 or whatever it is. So right off the bat, there's $30,000 less dollars that you need to spend. And not all of those dollars are pre-tax dollars. So right off the bat, your tax bill has also come down. Now, how much does it cost you to drive to work every day? Well, if you're driving the beast I'm driving, you know, and you're going, I don't know, probably 50 miles round trip, whatever it is, do the calculation. You know, it's $5-$10 a day. How about lunches? You know, I got that special McDonald's deal this morning, you know, where you get two egg McMuffins for $3.99. That's a heck of a deal, you know.
But the other one's piling up in the back seat.
Yeah, I know. I know. I actually saved it for you. No, but I take the ham out and I take the bun out. And I have like a double-double, like an In-N-Out double-double. And it's about 400 calories. That's not bad. And it fills you up to the ears. But you're right. If my dogs get into the bag that I leave in the back seat, it's pretty nasty. In either event,
And I did have the dogs in the back seat, as you saw this morning as I picked you up. Jim couldn't even get his clothes in because he's got white hairs now all over himself. Okay, so we're talking about taxation in retirement, and people aren't going to spend as much money. Now, the other thing that's kind of critical is this. A married couple today can earn, you hear about Donald Trump's three brackets or the six or seven brackets that we have right now? There's actually one more. There's the 0% income tax bracket. 65-year-olds get an extra, what is it, $1,550 each. So that's like $3,100 in personal exemptions over and above the $8,000+ in personal exemptions, over and above the almost $13,000 in standard deduction. So forget mortgage and property taxes and all the other write-offs. You got about a free ride in the 0% bracket of $23,000. So the first $23,000 today is tax-free. The next, what is it, $18,000 or so is taxed in the 10% bracket. And then the next, you know, like $60,000 or so is taxed in the 15% bracket. So that person that needs to take $100,000 a year out 15 years from now is going to pay way less in taxes because all of those brackets increase over the years. At what? At some rate of inflation, right? Just like the Social Security wage base went from $118,000 to $127,000 this year, well, the brackets also increase. $50, $100, $150 every year, there's a little bit of an increase in the bracket, which means every single one of those brackets now allows you to earn more income at the lower rate. Am I making sense? Does that make sense to you? Okay, because I want to be clear, because sometimes people say, you're talking over my head. Think about it. So when you do these calculations, make sure that your advisor understands not only the diversity of the income and where it may come from, the so-called blending of the various income, because if he or she doesn't know about that, find somebody else. Because that is basic retirement planning 101, is to determine where you're going to get your income from. But then also calculate in the tax brackets. And then there's one last thing that I'll mention. I've brought this up before on the air. And that is the fact. And I say it's a fact because it is. And proven out by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and lots of academic studies, that retirement spending does not go up at the rate of inflation. The cost of the goods and services go up at the rate of inflation, obviously. But how much you buy of those goods and services does not. And that's critical to understand. So that when your advisor is plugging in 3% inflation increases. And this is true with the Bill Benjamin 4% rule and all the other rules, is they make that assumption that everybody's costs are going up 3%. Well, that's true. The costs are going up 3%, but they're not spending as much money because when they go to Coco's for breakfast, the senior discount is 10 or 20% less than what they paid or what the inflation rate says because, you know, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls Coco's and they say, hey, how much for a couple of fried eggs? How much for some bacon? They're not giving the senior discount, and they're also not doing what Stuart does. What did you tell me the other day? When you and Jan go out to dinner, what do?
We split the meal.
You split the meal. So when you're a fat hog working for a living, you chow hound at Claim Jumper and you eat that big freaking steak with the bread on the side and all that stuff, when you get retired, you go, number one, I don't have the same appetite. And number two, I always went home with a baggie that I never ate anyway. It's like that bag in the back of my car with the leftover Egg McMuffins. And that's why you'll pay less taxes when you retire. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention. Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding the rhythm. Hey, welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. That's Curtis on the music. So here's my question. The other day, I did this, you know, lengthy presentation, really, on the 529 plan. Remember that? If you missed it, oh man, I was good that day.
Yeah.
But sure. So I was talking about how saving money in a 529 plan, especially if a grandparent does it for a grandchild, can be a really, really cool thing to do. And then I got an email a day or two later that said, well, Ray, what do you think about saving money for college in a Roth IRA? Do you think it's better than a 529? And I think I said, well, they're kind of different, but if I had to choose between the two, notwithstanding the contribution limits, which I'll get to in a moment, I'd take the Roth. And then I got emails saying, you know, all the stuff that people say to me. So I wanted to cover this. Again, it's back to basics. The question is, did you ever have to make up your mind between buying a Roth IRA for college or putting your money into a 529 plan? Well, 11 Spoonful probably can tell you the answer to that. But we'll see if these guys are quick enough to be able to get their hands on 11 Spoon. There they go, you know.
Can't get good.
You know, it'd be different if I didn't warn them. Okay, so college costs, all right? So we know there's a couple of things. College costs are going up faster than the rate of inflation. We talked about that the other day. And we discussed the fact that a grandparent, for example, can put money into a 529 plan, college savings plan, even before the baby's born, which is something you can't do with a Roth IRA. So there are advantages to the 529 plan. And if a grandparent does it, it stays off the FAFSA form, except when the withdrawals, I should say, come out. Then the kid has to take it as income, and it messes up the next year's financial aid. So I wanted to talk about how the Roth IRA has a tad more flexibility. Now, we know that parents can put money into a Roth IRA as long as they work. And even if one doesn't work, the spouse can also contribute based on the earnings of the husband or wife, whoever is the breadwinner. Now, as long as they don't make too much money. If they make too much money, they're closed out from the Roth, but they're not closed out from the backdoor Roth, where you do the non-deductible IRA and then you convert it to a deductible IRA. Now, keep in mind that if you're doing a backdoor Roth, we've talked about this before, can't have rollovers and other IRAs, traditional IRAs, because they're going to have to blend it all together and you won't be able to do the full backdoor Roth conversion. But most people can roll anything that they have that's in a traditional IRA into their 401k plan if they have one and solve that problem. So the question then is, how do you make up your mind between the 529 and the Roth IRA? And why did I say, if I had my druthers, I'd rather do the Roth? Okay, let's talk about this for a second. A 529 plan. A 529 plan gives a parent or a grandparent or a child, for that matter, the ability to put money away post-tax, and it grows tax deferred. And if the money comes out for qualified education, there's no taxation at all. Okay, what are some of the disadvantages to that? Well, number one, if the money is used for non-qualified education expenses, then there's going to be a 10% penalty and there will be taxable income. One of the advantages of the 529 plan is you can put a lot more money than $5,500 or $6,500 if you're over the age of 50. But you see, with husbands and wives, we're talking about somewhere between $11,000 and $13,000 a year. I mean, let's face it. How many people have $11,000 to $13,000 a year to save for college? Now, as Jim Stewart pointed out earlier, I think what I recommended was if they had the money to do both, then do both. But if you only have the money to do one, then do the Roth. Now, this is for a parent, because a grandparent that's not working can't do a Roth. Remember, you need earned income to fund any kind of an IRA. You don't need earned income to fund a 529 plan. So the Roth IRA. So if you take this whole overfunding issue off the table for a second, the Roth IRA is way more flexible. I put post-tax dollars in. The dollars grow on a tax-deferred basis. I can use my contributions for anything that I want, tax-free, including college. In fact, I can even use my earnings for college, tax-free. So there are benefits and more flexibility, because if you get a scholarship, if you set up one for your kid, and your kid can throw 104 miles an hour straight down the tube and has a wicked wheelhouse curveball too, then the kid gets a scholarship and you're sitting there with all this money in a 529 plan with no other kids to give it to. You say, I'll just use the money myself. You're paying taxes and you're paying penalties if you're under 59 and a half. All right? And even if you aren't under 59 and a half, you're still going to pay a penalty in the 529 plan because it's not a qualified plan. So the Roth IRA is different. Once you hit age 59 and a half, the earnings come out tax-free. The principal can anytime come out tax-free. Remember, that's your contributions tax-free. It can pay for education. It could pay for anything you want. So if you had your druthers like me, you would choose the Roth IRA over the 529 plan, or if nothing else, in order of funding, you would fund the Roth IRA. FAFSA, the FAFSA form doesn't take into account the IRAs, the Roth IRA, so the parent can use the Roth IRA. How about this idea? How about the parent funding a Roth, and how about the grandparent funding the 529 plan? And when it comes time to pay for tuition, negotiate with the college for a single payment for all 4 years. Now, I know you got to make sure Junior stays in school, and that's an issue. But when you do that, the money coming out of the 529 plan is going to mess up next year's financial aid calculation. But who cares? You don't need financial aid because you've saved up enough money. One of the biggest problems we have in America today is the fact that we've given out too much financial aid. What is it, $1.3 trillion that are sitting out there in student loans? And the default rate is really, really high. Now, you know, you worked for one of those private education colleges once upon a time. What did you do? You ran their phone people or whatever? What did you do over there?
We were just promoting. We were the marketing arm of that, looking to and giving grants and loans.
Which is great if you give a grant and a loan to somebody that really wants, needs, and deserves a grant and a loan. But let me tell you my rub with it. And I know it was yours too, because you quit shortly thereafter. A lot of these schools and colleges and whatnot, they have these phone pools. It's like a bank, a sweatshop of phoners that are calling people. And what really bugs me is many times they call military people, just out of the military, saying, if we got a deal for you, we can get you so many units and credits, you don't have to pay for it, you get this financing, and et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, they got to keep him on for, what is it, 6 weeks or something?
That's right.
And after 6 weeks, if the guy drops out, they still got the free money from the government, and you got a defaulting student loan. Ugh. I know I'm going to get calls because I have friends that are in that business. But my point here is I love the Roth IRA. First, the 529 plan. Second, and I love it even more if Junior goes to school, stays in school, gets an education, and then pays back the student loans so that you and I don't. All right, emails are coming up next. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to call. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Back in a flasheroo.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Biz Talk Radio.
Magic carpet ride last night. I think that's Mark Lindsay. I had a ponytail like his when I was his age when he was doing that song. I did that little shuffle, too. You know how they used to do it? Paul Revere and the Raiders. Yep, you got to be old enough to understand what I'm talking about. But most of the people that watch and listen to this show know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, look it up. Mark Lindsay. By the way, thanks for indulging me during the past, 45 minutes or so, 40 minutes. Because I did cover, I know, I get that. I covered those same topics in the last couple of weeks. But I get a lot of feedback and emails and questions and all of that because obviously, I could teach a two-hour seminar on every one of these topics. So I cover them the best I can in an 8-minute or an 11-minute segment. And then I go to emails like I'm going right now. So hit it, brothers. Now notice how quick Curtis was on that one. We woke Curtis up during the break, by the way. We're going to go to Sam. The emailer is Sam. I believe in your buy and hold strategy, Ray. Well, thank you, Sam. It's not my strategy, by the way. It's a lot of people's strategy. But how do I know when to cut a bad investment? This is an interesting question because when I talk about buy and hold, I'm not talking about any one individual security. That's what traders talk about. That's what people on radio and television that are trying to make you real money and fast money and whatever other kind of money from trading. That is different than when I discuss buy and hold, and I should have been more clear about this over the years. When I talk about buy and hold, I'm talking about buying and holding the market, or buying and holding mutual funds, or buying and holding exchange traded funds, and not trading in and out of them. When you own an individual stock or an individual investment, that's a different story because now you have to establish, I think, you have to establish a certain criteria for when you cut your losses, when you buy more, when you sell, and that's something for you to discuss with your trader, your stock trading partner, because if you don't have, a lot of people put in stop loss orders at 10 or 15%. So they say, well, I'm gonna buy Qualcomm, all right? And Qualcomm went down like 11% today. And if you had a stop loss in at 10, then you just got sold out of Qualcomm today. It has something to do with some lawsuit with China and all that stuff, right? And so maybe you didn't want to get sold out of Qualcomm. Maybe you should put your stop at 20%. You see, that's something you need to research yourself, or you need to hire a broker or financial advisor that specializes in that particular area, a stock picker. It's very important that you understand the difference between buying and holding a diversified portfolio that might have 500 or 1,000 individual securities in it, and buying and holding Qualcomm or McDonald's. McDonald's reports that their international sales are up, but their U.S. sales are down, right? Oh, geez, what am I going to do? That's one security. Now, for me, if it's a blue chip stock and I own a bunch of them, I'm probably going to buy and hold them and not trade them. Because the one thing that I've learned in my 40 years is people that trade more times than not end up losing. They only talk about their good trades. They don't talk about their bad ones. Now, Jim, you used to trade. You did it almost for like a living for a while, didn't you? And it worked out great until it didn't.
That's right. You have your ups and downs until you have a down that you can't stomach anymore, and then you decide, this is not where I want to be.
And see, what happens is your brain takes over, even though it's kind of like Orange County, California. Remember back, you know, when the Robert Citron and all those guys, and they had making bundles of money on bonds, and the interest rates were going down, and they were betting that interest rates would go down, and they were levering that interest rates are going down, and they're making fortunes. And this guy Citron was going around from one municipality to the next talking about how great he was until he wasn't. Interest rates, what was it, 94? They go up like 300 basis points in a year, and boom, Orange County, California. Yeah, we're like, you know, John Wayne Airport is. Goes bankrupt. Why? Because they made a bet, and the bet paid off handsomely for a number of years until it didn't. Now, Jim is a smart guy. I know you for 30 years plus, and I know you're a really, really smart guy. You're a certified financial planner, but I also know you're an honest guy. So I want you to look into the camera and honestly tell people about trading.
Okay. Trading is a game. And the thing is with trading that I found is there's always somebody a little bit smarter than you out there, and you can't predict the future. You can put hedges in, you can put stop losses in, you can put anything you want in there you think is going to protect. You can do calendar spreads, all these really exotic option kinds of trades. But in the end, it's not sustainable.
There you go, from a really smart guy. Anyway, that's the answer, Sam. Buy and hold your portfolios with individual stocks. It's a game. It's a game. So take, you know, I've always said, carve off 5 or 10% of your money and go play the game, because you get it out of your system. I did it once, twice maybe in my life, and I made some good trades and I made some bad ones. That's what happens when you're a trader. Let's see. Susie. Can I buy an annuity? And so I only have 1 minute to do this. Okay, I'm not going to take this. Susie wants to know if she can buy an annuity inside her Roth IRA and have the best of both worlds. And the reason I can't do this in a minute is because it's a really good question, and it's one I want to tackle maybe for a segment, because it may be one of the best kept secrets in retirement planning. The Roth IRA, funding an annuity. Now, there's a lot of people saying, that's a dumb idea. That's why I need more than 30 seconds now. I'm out of time, as you know. Thank you very much. Email me, raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. Now, go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio,